USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul defending President Trump's decision to withdraw our troops from Syria. But not all Republicans feel this way. The very latest now from USA Radio's Chris Barnes in Washington, D.C.
This to me is just unnerving to its core.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham reacting to word from the White House that it's pulling hundreds of U.S. troops back from northern Syria, green-lighting a planned Turkish offensive against the longtime U.S.-backed Kurdish forces there. Graham calling it irresponsible.
To say to the American people ISIS has been destroyed in Syria is not true.
Graham was speaking on Fox and Friends. The president says the U.S. has defeated ISIS and will bring soldiers home rather than fight in endless tribal wars there. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
To the impeachment inquiry now, Democrats issuing subpoenas for documents to the Office of Management and Budget and to the Pentagon.
We won on the Mueller scam. That was a whole big deal that lasted for 2.5 years. We had a few days of peace, and then all of a sudden they came up with this one. But I guess it's just part of my life.
At the White House, President Trump calls the proceedings a scam.
This is a scam by the Democrats to try and win an election that they're not going to win in 2020.
And the president says he's confident the American people and those who voted for him back in 2016 see right through this charade. Here's the president.
The people understand it's a scam. They're trying to win an election in 2020 by using impeachment. If you look at that call, it's a perfect call. It's congenial. There was no pressure.
And it's been a year since Brett Kavanaugh confirmed those still upset over it protesting outside the Supreme Court and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's house. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
To the economy now. On Wall Street, the Dow losing almost 96 points. The Nasdaq down 26 points. The S&P 500 down 13. Rip Taylor has died. He was known as the King of Confetti and the Crying Comedian. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
Shoehorn. Folks, I don't dance. It's 5 a.m.
I have to tinkle now.
You'll get these when you get home at last.
Pantyhose, that's kind of dumb. Pantyhose,
hello?
Thank you.
Legendary comedian Rip Taylor passed away in Beverly Hills, according to his publicist. He believed the more exaggerated the gag, the bigger the laugh. And he overemphasized everything from his shaggy blonde toupee and bushy mustache to the campy props that were the basics of his bits. One of his more memorable big screen appearances was when he played himself in Wayne's World 2. He also appeared as himself in the first 3 Jackass movies. He also was a regular on the Hollywood Squares, Match Game, and Super Password. On Broadway, he replaced Mickey Rooney in the lead in Sugar Babies. He also played Fagin in Oliver and Captain Hook in Peter Pan. Rip Taylor was 84 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.